It sure does spell tyranny, folks. We're living in the most tyrannical times ever, where the entire world living under the tyranny of Zionism, the globalist Jews and their communist allies who swoop down to us from above with their money lending practices and bankrupt us. And then they pay, like George Soros and the Rothschilds, their commie allies to attack us from below. So they get us from the top, and we Israelites and most white people don't realize that both movements are 100% Jewish. 100% Jewish. And then the
Yeah,
theology,
watch out! Watch out for the thought police.
yeah, really. Yeah, the thought police, they're in my dreams. So we're living in time, the most tyrannical times ever, because the whole world, not just one empire or another, the whole world is under the thrall of this globalist Zionist beast called Mystery Babylon, folks. So
Well.
yeah, now today we're going to take a break from our Herodian theme, and because every once in a while I get an email from outside of identity, and this lady Erica has sent me an email with all kinds of accusations against Christian identity, but it was very heartfelt and sincere. So, and this is what's going on in the world of white nationalism and neo-paganism. It seems to me, Pastor Steve, that they hate us even more than they hate the Jews. Okay?
Well,
The
they
anger.
just they don't understand that they are
Yes.
us.
Yeah, right.
And
Yeah, they don't
that's the
understand.
problem, you
That's the
know?
problem. And so we're throwing a monkey wrench into their worldview that the Jews are the Israelites of the Bible and that the Aryans are a completely different race from Israel. Okay, and when they first hear that that's what we teach, their entire universe turns upside down and said, "You guys, you're crazy. You can't be teaching anything that makes no sense whatsoever." Okay, and we get this kind of attitude from Red Ice, from Renegade Tribune, Daily Stormer. Although if you read the comments, and Andrew Anglin is coming around to seeing things our way, and if you read the comments on his post, half the people posting our identity saying, "Oh no, you got it wrong. The Jews aren't God's chosen people. We Caucasians are." And even Brian Rui's site, when he put up my speech at the Fash Bash, the video of my speech there. Looking at the comments, 90% of the comments are sympathetic to what I said and backing up Christian identity. Okay? So all of these secular anti-identity people are starting to get the message. And even David Duke's website is very much anti-identity. So we're seeing, this, we are beginning to shoot barbs into their worldview. That they can't refute. They can't refute.
Well, what'll December when I'm really free and we get together and we go out and work as a team, the naysayers are in a world of trouble.
Right.
Because when you get the two of us
You'll see
together,
him in person.
when they get the two of us together, look out.
Right. Yes. Okay. So this is a letter sent to me by Erica. And it reads as thus. I'm just going to read through it first and let everybody kind of soak it in, and you also, Pastor Steve, and then we'll go into a point-by-point response. Okay? So Erica says this, "Pastor Eli, can you read Hebrew? Have you gone to see the Dead Sea Scrolls that are now locked up? You are entrusting an ancient book that has been translated from Hebrew with errors. Remember Martin Luther and his book on the Jews and their lies. Can you look me straight in the face and tell me Aryan people, the epitome of intelligence and beauty, spoke such a grotesque language as Hebrew and need a God pronounced Yahweh? Ancient Aryans were their own saviors. They did not await a Messiah. Much of their wisdom is now lost and hidden by Christian bastards themselves," parentheses Vatican. It seems you have done absolutely no research on ancient Aryans, the folk who are your very roots. You dismiss them and instead embrace only a fantasy. Christianity teaches complacency, whilst everyone waits Yahshua's unlikely return. Times are beyond crippling for our folk currently. What the hell is Yeshua waiting for? Actually, we ask that question all the time. It seems your Semitic gods delight in our drugged, brainwashed demise. What kind of a god would do this to his people, giving them no chance of survival over and over again? Allowing unspeakable child sex trafficking and horrifying torture in animal slaughterhouses. You probably eat tortured animal flesh without consideration for the earth's gentle creatures. Every Aryan civilization has fallen due to the parasites, the Jews, and other psychopaths in human bodies. Thus, no Aryan civilization has lived throughout the ages in its glory. Perhaps you have seen the video, Lessons of Babylon. What kind of a god would damn his children for asking questions that I do and for refusing to worship something so absolutely elusive because I have a brain that thinks critically? A good God would provide clear instructions without confounded verses, which are virtually ambiguous, such as, why does God refuse Cain's offering? Why should anyone do mental gymnastics to figure this out? And what value does it have? This is only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the ambiguity of the Bible. Also, have you considered the nature of our reality? The Overwatch channel on YouTube provides a perspective that is very exposed. Have you listened to the alignment of Christian whistleblowers such as Charlie the Renegade, who explains vividly the nature of Abrahamic religions being utterly unfit for white people and their desire to protect nature? Have you investigated the Third Reich and the Aryan roots Hitler and his men strove to uncover and preserve? Their dispositions were far beyond the scope of Christianity. And they knew ancient Aryans were vegetarians, so Hitler, Hess, and Himmler ate by way of no flesh. Have you considered the runes and the rounded swastika? The Algiz rune especially speaks to the Aryan soul. The Hebrew books you devour are void of the Aryan soul and are confounded and contradictory. Yet you find a way to interpret them when they so obviously have been incorrectly translated from a disgusting language. Okay, so before you comment, Pastor Steve, on this statement,
wow,
I would say simply we agree with a lot of what she has to say, and that the problem is that the Bible has been deliberately confused and made ambiguous by the translators, by the Jewish translators and by the Judeo-Christian translators. Okay, your comment at this point.
All right. The language that has been put in our Christian Bibles today has been perverted by the publishing houses that have been bought out by the Jews. They now control the press, and where they control the press, they're going to pervert the language like they pervert everything else. There are versions of the Bible out there that are accurate. My version in particular, and the scriptures, that's very good, by the Institute for Scripture Research.
Farrar Fenton is not too bad.
Farrar Fenton. Moffat has some archaic language translations, but he's on the mark as far as the meanings.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get in to see the Dead Sea Scrolls. First of all, we'd be arrested and killed if we went to Israel.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And you need to know what Aryan means. Aryan means noble.
Mm-hmm.
Noble people. And Hebrew is not a grotesque language. Yiddish is. Yiddish is not Hebrew. It's Jew speak. And Yahweh just means I am. So you're trying to put mankind's will over the top of Yahweh's will. We're not at the top of the pecking order. Okay, Yahweh has set down rules. The problem is a lot of people don't like those rules and they don't want to obey them, so they come into conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to lose if you come up against Yahweh. Yahweh is the supreme deity. He is the creator. It's mankind's willfulness is what I'm seeing in these statements here. They want what they want. They want it now. They want it their way. But unfortunately, that's not how it works in the universe. You know, ancient Aryans weren't their own saviors. They got themselves in all kinds of trouble. They had all kinds of wars and all the problems that we've got now, they had then. And they couldn't get themselves out of it. Mm-hmm. And the Israelites were Yahweh's inheritance. And he preserves and keeps his inheritance. But they have to be obedient children, not rebellious children.
Mm-hmm.
Always when we rebel is when we get into trouble. And that's why we needed the Messiah. Okay.
That's correct.
The anointed one to, the Christian bastards themselves in Vatican, they're not Christian. They only pose as Christians. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I sent her a very polite response, as polite as I could, because we here at Eurofolk Radio consider all Aryans our brothers and sisters.
Right, and all the shows that we're doing, all these ancient Aryans,
mm-hmm.
Okay, all those history shows, we're giving the straight skinny on what went on
mm-hmm.
with the Aryan race, okay? That's the noble race, the Caucasian race, okay?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
They don't listen to our shows. Evidently, they're not getting the education that they need. Yeshua is waiting for the proper time to give as many of the remnant to come out from the system as possible, because he doesn't want to wipe out his people, the true chosen people, not these hook noses over there. What kind of God would do this to his people? It's not him doing this to his people. It's the people doing it to themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not clones. We're not puppets. We have free will, and it's the free will, our free will, that's got us in trouble. Allowing unspeakable child sex trafficking. We don't allow that. It's the Jewish system that allows that. We're fighting against that tooth and nail every day.
Mm-hmm.
Horrifying torture in animal slaughterhouses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Animals are meant to be slain and eaten. They're not gods. Nature is not a god. Nature is a creation of Yahweh and is subject to his rules. And we are to kill and eat. Okay? We don't torture an animal when we kill it. It's quick.
Yeah, the Jews do, but we don't.
The Jews do. See, that you're trying to confuse the Jews with us. But again, that same old thing. Oh, the chosen people, that's the Jews. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's the white race. The Jews are imposters. They are Edomites. And satanic in nature, and that's why they allow all this horrible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowing it. We're fighting against it.
Yes.
And we're gaining power and strength daily, and that's why they're reacting the way they're reacting in panic and viciousness against us. And the Babylonian system, Lessons of Babylon, The Babylonian system is the money system that they're using to subjugate the world. Amen. And the world is starting to rebel. That's what this war coming up is going to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the Jews are pushing for this, not us. We're anti-war.
Right.
Okay. And we're sick and tired of the Jews staging wars in which Aryans kill each other. All right. Which most Aryans don't even understand. That's what World War I, World War II, Vietnam, etc. all were. Jewish constructs designed to exterminate the Aryan race.
Well, she says, what kind of God would damn his children for asking questions that I do and for refusing to worship something so absolutely elusive because I have a brain that thinks critically?
Yeah, we encourage
you
that.
You may have a brain that thinks clearly, but you have to do your study.
Yeah, you have to have the right facts.
And that's why guys like me are around that'll get you into the language and explain it to you if you listen to my stuff. If you get one of my scriptures with the Hebrew explained completely.
Yeah, extensive footnotes. The
Yiddish is not Hebrew. The verses are not ambiguous. They're quite clear if you understand the language. But the key is understanding the language. Okay? You were born an English-speaking family. And you had to learn to speak German. It's all ambiguous and confusing to you at first. But once you get the hang of it, it makes perfect sense.
But let me
mental gymnastics. Well, you have to do mental gymnastics with every issue that comes up in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bible is not ambiguous. It's quite clear. But you have to understand the rule structure of the Bible and the nature of the language. And then it makes perfect sense. I don't have any trouble understanding it.
Yeah, well, because you can read and write Hebrew, which very few people can do. But let me play devil's advocate. Most of these secular people who criticize the Bible complain, that the Judeo-Christians teach exactly the same thing that the Jews teach. So what are we supposed to believe?
Neither one.
Mm-hmm.
listen to CI.
Right, there you go. Okay. All right, so I responded to her by saying, okay, I will respond to your missive point by point in order to demonstrate to you the validity of our theology.
Who hates us as much as the Jews?
Yeah, right.
The Judeo-Christians.
Right.
Because we rock their boat.
Yeah.
And expose their BS that they've been teaching our people. They are shills for the Jews.
That's what they are. Yes, they are. Both the Marks of Israel and the Migration Chronicles slideshow prove conclusively that the Caucasian people are the Israel of the Bible. And I sent her links to those two articles, those two at www.anglo-saxonisrael.com. Okay. So, question for question. Can you read Hebrew? My response was, I don't read Hebrew, but my co-host, Pastor Steve, has translated the Old Testament directly into English, and he agrees with everything I teach, with one or two minor exceptions. Your comment to this question.
Which one?
The one, can you read Hebrew?
Well, yeah, I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so there are people in Identity who can read Hebrew. You're not the only one, but nobody else has.
No, I'm by far not the only one. Wesley Swift, Bertrand Comparé, they both could read Hebrew.
Okay. And a lot of theologians, a lot of Christian theologians can read Hebrew. So they have the original texts, but they do not, for whatever reason, do not choose to contradict the Jewish misinterpretations of the Hebrew scriptures. Okay? There's even what's called the Tanakh, which is...
Okay, I was just going to comment on that. Okay, that's the Jewish text. But their English translation of what it says in the Hebrew is completely opposite of what it says in the Hebrew.
Right.
The Hebrew says what it says, but they don't put that in their English translation. And most Jews, unless they're Orthodox and went to a yeshiva, they don't speak
Hebrew.
Real Hebrew. They speak Yiddish, but they don't read or speak real straight Hebrew. They speak that bastard language that they compiled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, and that's true. Not the language of the Bible.
Yeah. It is true that the CH construction, you know, which a lot of people objected. Well, unfortunately, the German language, who are an Aryan people, use that exact, you know, expression.
Yes. You know, ach.
Yeah. Ach, ach. Du lieber. Sorry, I have to wipe my screen. Ach, du lieber. That's Hebrew. But white nationals don't know it because they don't know their own history. Okay?
Yeah, next question. Sure.
Next question. Have you gone to see the Dead Sea Scrolls that are now locked up? My answer to her was, I have taught extensively on the Dead Sea Scrolls. Here is how they describe Sarah's physical features. Quote, her skin was pure white. She had long, lovely hair. Her limbs were smooth and rounded, and her thighs were shapely. She had slender legs and small feet. Her hands were slim and long, and so were her fingers, unquote, from the Book of Lamech, Genesis Apocryphon of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Okay, your comment.
Absolutely.
No, as you said earlier, we don't have the money.
The main problem is lack of education on the part of our people and laziness on the part of our people. It's too much trouble to learn that much stuff. How long has it taken me to get to the point where I'm at with all the years and years of uninterrupted study I put in? Most people don't have that kind of time. They're not convicted enough of their position to put that kind of effort into study.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just like the lazy Judeo-Christians. People don't like to work at their faith. They don't want to study to show themselves approved, which is what the Bible states. Study to show thyself approved. Well, it takes work.
Mm-hmm.
It takes effort. It takes dedication and love of the word of Yahweh to find out what it actually says, instead of going by rumors, which is what they're going by here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the result of rumors that they have heard, denigrating what we do, and they're too lazy to investigate and find out the knowledge that we're trying to impart to them. It's too much like work.
But let me play devil's advocate again
They would rather party and get drunk than study.
Well, not Erica. Erica's not one of those drunken partiers.
But the crowd that she's hanging with.
Yeah, it could be, right? Right. But when you look both at Judaism as they understand it and Judeo-Christianity as they understand it, both supporting one another in this false narrative that the Jews are the Israel of the Old Testament and the Gentiles, the Aryans, are the Gentiles of the New Testament, so-called. With this prejudiced view of the Bible, which has been imposed upon the white nationalists and neo-pagans by the Jews.
Yeah, their brainwashing has succeeded to a certain extent.
Yeah, it has.
That's very difficult to overcome this brainwashing.
It is. It's horrible. If it weren't for Christian identity, all of these neo-pagans and white nationals would never wake up. They would never wake up to the lie that the Bible is not a Jewish book. Jesus was not a Jewish book, a Jewish person. And Christianity is not an outgrowth of Judaism. Quite the opposite.
That's correct.
Right? Okay.
It's the antithesis to Judaism.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It properly understood. And, you know, for 1900 years, there was no love lost between Christianity and Judaism. The Christian world considered the Jews to be Christ killers. There was no social intercourse between the two groups. There was commercial intercourse, but no social intercourse between Jews and Christians for 1900 years.
And don't make the mistake of confusing Roman Catholicism with Christianity.
Right, yeah. That's a bastard religion. Total distortion of the scriptures. They invent nothing but new doctrine to substitute for Hebrew and Greek scripture.
And these naysayers and attackers have been accusing you of trying to Catholicize.
Right. Amazing.
And there's nobody more anti-Catholic than you, except me,
perhaps. Right. Yeah, we both grew up Catholic, and we both have rejected Catholicism.
Oh, I didn't grow up Catholic.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, you're a Baptist.
No, man. I was an Evangelical United Brethren before I became a Southern Baptist.
Oh, okay.
And I lived among a whole bunch of Catholics, and I learned to hate the Catholic Church a long time ago.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, in fact, America was founded by Protestants who hated the Catholic Church. They didn't want the Catholic Church to come here.
We always called them crossbacks.
Right?
Boy, they hated us, man. Oh, we were the only Protestant family in a Catholic neighborhood.
Wow.
And, yeah. We were not popular.
Yeah. The Klan hates the Catholic Church. Why? Because they're universalists and race mixers. They always have been. All right? So true Christianity abhors race mixing. Okay.
Well, that's the good old Klan. The Klan of today is not what it used to be.
That's for
sure.
Yeah, it's spread out into smaller congregations who are trying to be, because the Klan is de facto identity. They preach racial segregation and they worship Christ, but not as thoroughly and as peculiarly as we in identity do. Okay, because they have lost the imperial cloths, used to be good Christian men, who taught racial segregation, but it's rare to find a really good clod in any Klan group. You really have to know the Bible, very well.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, so this tampering is something that's very difficult to overcome, and it recalls an email I received from another lady, also very sincere, and said, "Pastor Eli, you teach that modern Judeo-Christianity is the antithesis of real Christianity. How can that be? How can the entire Judeo-Christian world be so wrong, as you claim?" And I said, well, it's what Paul prophesied in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that true Israel would be subject to a great delusion. And when they are fully under this delusion, the Antichrist will be revealed. So here we are. We're exposing
to deceive the very elect.
Yeah, if they could. If it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. Now, what's the point of this? Well, in my opinion, and you can give your opinion right after this, Yahweh is teaching us humility. We're not supposed to be arrogant Aryans. We're supposed to be noble Aryans, okay? Subject to his law, obedient to his law. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Over to you.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the whole thing. They were his commandments because he was the Word from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. The Word of
Christ.
The
Christ was not a pacifist.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
They would not have hated him so badly and tried to kill him so many times.
Right.
Before he finally allowed it, he didn't have to allow that.
Right.
He was Yahweh in the flesh. He could have just blasted him.
Yes.
But if he would not have allowed himself to be sacrificed to cover over our sins for all eternity, we would be lost and doomed today. We would die in our sins. We would have no hope.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeshua gave us our hope. He is our hope because when he rose on that third day, we rose on that third day.
Our nature was changed.
He is the forerunner of the resurrection, the
first fruits. first fruits
of the resurrection, which we will be in. Mm-hmm. Okay, these bodies break down and they die, but we'll be back.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back. And
we'll be back. That's what these Antichrist Zionists fear so much.
That's right.
Is the resurrected army of Yahweh, the valley of bones, all those dry bones be filled with the Spirit, rise up as soldiers, plus the mighty messengers coming back. And Esau and Edom will be as stubble. They will be totally consumed, and there will be no survivors. That's no survivors. None. They're gonna get wiped out, and everybody's so anxious. We want it now. We want it now. It's got to be on Yahweh's timetable,
yeah, right?
Or it's not right.
Now, to Erica, I would say that the Jews do not teach Obadiah, because they don't. You know, they are Edom. They admit that they're Edom. Edom is in modern Jewry, says the Jewish Encyclopedia. They admit they have Edomite roots. And that passage, and many other, there are literally hundreds of passages in the Old Testament that condemn the Edomites as the people of God's curse.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So, but if you falsely believe the Jews are Israel. Go ahead.
What is the characteristic of a satanic people? We teach they have satanic bloodline. What is she complaining about?
Right. Well, I guess
all this child molestation and child murder and race mixing and all this stuff that she's complaining about. Why don't we do something? But because that is the characteristics
of the Jews,
of the devil children that will be consumed in this final battle. And if you look around you today, you can see this final battle shaping up. They're pushing for it right now.
Yeah, World War III.
Antifa, the Noahide laws, the laws they're passing where you're not allowed to even criticize them or you go to jail. How long do you think people are really going to stand for that?
Yeah, so any white nationalist neo-pagan listening to the show who've never heard this before, their heads have to be spinning. You guys are totally contradicting everything I've ever believed about the Bible, right? And unfortunately, the Judeo-Christian churches, in lockstep with the Edomites, teach exactly the same rubbish. You know,
yeah,
so,
you've been lied to by expert liars for so long.
For 2,000 years.
When a smaller group, such as CI, comes up and tells you the truth, it's hard to overcome all those years of lies. Mm-hmm. Now, you look at the rule structure of the kingdom of Yahweh. White people only, to the exclusion of all others.
Mm-hmm.
What do you white nationalists
Adamites.
Want?
Yeah, right.
What do you white nationalists want?
Oh, yeah.
You want an all white nation with the exclusion of all others. You don't want to be bothered by the sub races. Yeah. What is the kingdom of Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate
dominion of the Aryans.
Ultimate white nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you've been asking for a long time.
And that's what the Bible teaches.
That's right? What we tell you is coming.
But as long as you believe that the Jews are Israel, then you'll never get that from the Bible. So you have to disabuse yourselves of this false belief that the Jews are Israel. They are not. That's the big lie, folks. That is the big lie. Okay? All right. So as you see, these questions are very pertinent and sincerely asked and deserve a detailed response, which we're endeavoring to do, okay? So, all right, so we agree with you that there are errors, but we have shown that these errors are systemic and deliberate tampering by the Jews in order to displace true Israel. That is how this has to be understood. Next comment here. Remember Martin Luther and his book on the Jews and their lies. And my response is, I have taught extensively on Martin Luther and agree with him on every point except one, that the Jews were / are Israelites. He was also fooled by that lie. Your comment?
Of course he was. That was all there was in those days.
Yeah, well, and also you have to understand that Martin Luther was trying to reform the Catholic Church, which had...
There's no reforming. It needs to be scrapped and start over.
Right? Eliminate it. It's going to eliminate itself. It's doing that right now. We don't need to help that along.
Well, people are leaving in droves.
Mm-hmm. Child molestation, homosexuality, soft-peddling communism, which they have always done. The Catholic Church has always done that. And Martin Luther was so upset by the degeneracy and debauchery occurring in the so-called, you know, monasteries and, you know,
they've got a Jewish pope. They've had a number of Jewish popes.
That's right.
What's that group within that church?
The Jesuits.
Jesuits, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're satanic cult.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The Jesuits are founded by a Jew. They're so infiltrated, you're not going to get the straight skinny from them. But they're going to put out lots of lies and lots of rumors, and that's what we're trying to combat now, is the rumor mongering about us. It's at an all-time high. We've got people that are former so-called CIA people that have turned 180 degrees and are now slamming CIA. Mm-hmm. They're lying. They're shills. We don't know whether they're paid agents or whatever. But they sure have turned 180 degrees from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have got a little butt hurt about some stuff. So now they're an enemy.
Yeah.
We can't help that. We've got to tell it like it is.
Yeah.
And we're sort of bound by that because Yahweh demands that. That's right. The kind of behavior he demands. You have to tell it like it is. And let the chips fall where they weigh, or where they may, and let the chumps fall where they may. A lot of lies. Of course you're going to lie on Yahweh's chosen people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what they do.
Right. Nimble Horse states, Benjamin Disraeli, an ethnic Jew and Prime Minister of Great Britain in 1868, and 1874 to 1876, wrote in his book Coningsby, published in 1844, that the first Jesuits were Jews. Loyola was a Jew.
Yeah.
Okay. The Jesuits are Jews. Whether modern Jesuits realize it or not, they're serving Jewry. They always have. Okay. The Jesuits participated in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Along with Jews. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jesuits threatened Abraham Lincoln another number of times. Chiniquy wrote a book about it. Okay.
Well, so, the Jesuits were established basically as a militant arm.
Right. Yeah. Supposedly for Catholicism, but secretly for Jewry. Okay. Oh. That's what's going on, folks. I mean, study your conspiratorial history, folks. This conspiracy is real, and it's Jewish. It always has been Jewish. Okay. But the Judeo-Christians are so flummoxed by Jewish lies, and so are the neo-pagans and white nationalists, that they can't see the forest for the trees. You got to dig deep and get into the Bible and look at the true definitions of the words.
Well, okay. Another problem with the white nationalists is there are hardy partiers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I was there when I was young. But there's a rule structure to Yahweh's kingdom, and that rule structure inhibits their licentious lifestyles. Therefore, they rebel against that rule structure. They don't want to be told that they can't do this, can't do that, because it's immoral. They want to do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, and that's it. And anybody that says no, 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 they're going to respond, you're not my daddy, you don't tell me what to do. And that's what we're seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like rules. Well, mankind itself does not like rules.
That's right.
We are a rebellious people, including Israel. Israel got in trouble because of its rebelliousness and disobedience. They didn't get in trouble because they didn't get in trouble for righteousness' sake. They got in trouble for unrighteousness' sake. They wanted to do what they wanted to do, when they wanted to do it, how they wanted to do it, and ignore Yahweh's rule book, which is what the Bible is. It's a how-to manual on how to live. This is what you must do if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everybody's going to get in. You have to go on the straight and narrow path. And most people, although they'll give lip service to it, they don't really want to live the straight and narrow path. Because it restricts their partying. And they live to party. They're very worldly people, and anything that separates them from their good times, they're gonna buck. They're not gonna follow it. Yeah, and that's basically what it is.
Yeah, yeah. But neither the Jews nor the Judeo-Christians ever talk about the rebellion of the Israelites, the 10 northern tribes, and how Yahweh expelled them into Europe. They never talk about that. The Jews claim that those 10 lost tribes disappeared forever. Which is a lie. It's a plain old lie, right? And the Judeo-Christians aren't interested in teaching biblical history because that would shatter their dogma, which rules their denominations, okay? So you have to understand that both Judaism and Judeo-Christianity, and the Catholic Church is by far the worst example of Judeo-Christianity, that they teach nothing but lies. The Judeo-Christians in the name of Christ, and the Jews in the name of Moses. It's all lies, 100% lies, okay? That's a tough pill to swallow for someone who has never heard this message before, okay?
Yeah, so, they've heard this perverted message all their life. They've been going to church all their life from their parents, took them as kids.
And it's
they were raised in it. And it's been hammered into them all their life, and everybody that they associate with believes that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it's asking those people to leave their safety net of social structure.
Yes.
And that's a very difficult
thing to ask.
Thing to ask.
Yeah. And so, and then it is absolutely true that the Judeo-Christian theology is irrational. They can't answer questions, simple questions like where did Cain get his wife from? They can't answer that question.
I can.
Yeah, we can. We in identity can. But they can't because they would have to change their theology to two seed line identity in order to answer the question. All right? Bertrand Comparé was absolutely right. The modern Judeo churches drive people away from Christianity. They don't attract people to it. So
they drive them into the social club of their Judeo-Christian church. And that is what it is. It is a social club that gives them a safety net and support of other people that are just as deluded as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they all gather together in their social club and support one another in their falsehood.
In their delusion, yeah.
And they're happy little deluded campers.
Yeah.
And to get them out of that and to take a step outside is scary, and most people can't handle scary.
Don't make me go outside my bubble.
That's right.
No,
that's right.
Comfortable
it's scary out there.
What's that movie about swallowing the red pill?
Matrix, yeah.
Christian identity is the ultimate red pill experience.
Well,
the ultimate red pill.
And you don't think it's scary for us out here when we face arrest or death?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You don't think that's scary to us? How about our CI people over in Europe with those draconian laws that if they say the wrong thing, their door's going to get kicked in?
Yeah, and put in jail for simply denying the
Holocaust. How many of them are in jail right now? How many people over in this country for fighting against the system have been murdered by the system here in America?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, Gordon.
How many?
Gordon.
And you don't think that's scary?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm 10 foot tall and bulletproof.
Yeah. So the question all white nationalists and neo-pagans have to ask, why do the Jews hate Christians' identity so much? You know, so if they hate us, there must be a, you know, we must be good guys if they hate us, right? Okay. Yeah. That would be my natural, hey, the Jews hate these Christian identity people with a passion, constantly slandering us and saying awful things about us. We're anti-Semites, we're neo-Nazis, we're this, we're that, you know. So if the Jew says that about us, the natural response of a white nationalist should be, hey, these guys must be all right if the Jews hate them so much. But no, they pile on. They pile on. Why? Because they believe this lie that the Jews are evil. I mean, Israel, right? They are evil. So you got to overcome that illusion, that first lie that the Jews are Israel. Once you overcome that lie, and the white nationalists know the Jews are liars, you know they're the consummate degenerate liars of the world. Why would you believe that lie? Why would you believe that lie when you know they're deliberate liars? Okay? So, but the brainwashing has set in, and it's very difficult, as who was it? Samuel Clemens said, it's easy to fool people. It's very difficult to explain to them that they've been fooled. Right? They resist. You know, once they've been fooled and they believe they know the truth, then, you know, they resist the truth with a passion, right? And that's what we're up against. Brainwashing is very hard to overcome. All right? That's where we're at with this message, folks. Okay, so let me find the here we go. Okay, so next question. Can you look me straight in the face and tell me Aryan people, the epitome of intelligence and beauty, spoke such a grotesque language as Hebrew and needed a God pronounced Yahweh? Okay, my response to her was, the Bible predicts that Israel would speak a new tongue. That language is English, which is directly derived from the Hebrew. So is German, so is Welsh. Tyndale, who had this to say about the syntax of English, the properties of the Hebrew tongue agreeth 1,000 times more with the English than with the Latin. The manner of speaking is in both one, so that in 1,000 places there needs not be but to translate the Hebrew word for word, unquote. Okay? And he translated the Hebrew directly into English, as you have done. Okay? And this is what he says. The syntax of both languages are virtually identical to the point where all you have to do is substitute English words for Hebrew words, and you got a beautiful sentence. Over to you.
Okay. Well, all right. In English, I am going to the store. In German, to the store I am going.
Mm-hmm.
In Hebrew, to the store I am going.
Right.
Identical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ich gehe nach
Now, you're going to tell me that German is not an Aryan language?
Mm-hmm.
How many words in German are direct Hebrew? Yeah. How many are
Thousands.
Hebrew words?
Thousands. Same for English. Thousands.
Welsh.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrew.
Yeah. Right? So the scholars of the Judeo-Christian world have believed the lie that the Jews are Israelites and Shemites. So following the Jewish lead, they falsely teach that the Shemites had hooked noses and receding foreheads and spoke some gutter language, right? But yet at the same time, they all admit.
You're not hearing Hebrew when you hear the Jews speak. You're hearing
Yiddish.
Yiddish.
Yeah, right.
Which is a bastard language for a bastard people.
Yeah. Yet at the same time, they will admit that the Phoenician language and the Hebrew language, point for point, both in the alphabet and the pronunciation, are the same.
Yeah.
Yet they say Hebrew is a Shemitic language, but the languages deriving from Phoenician, which are your Aryan languages, are Indo-Aryan, not Shemitic.
That's a contradiction. The runic alphabet, in many ways, is Paleo-Hebrew.
Yes.
Runes.
Mm-hmm.
Same meaning, same everything.
Yeah, yeah. Odin, who was a literal person.
Yes, he was a real king.
He was a real king. He was a descendant of Pharaoh's Judah. He's the one who carried the Paleo-Hebrew alphabet north, and it became runes. That's how runes were developed, okay?
Yep.
That's why the Vikings have these runes. They're Paleo-Hebrew. You all have to do is look at a chart comparing the Paleo-Hebrew with the runes, and you'll see the close relationship, okay? These runes, these Paleo-Hebrew runes, were carried into Northern Europe by the paganized Israelites of the 10 northern tribes, along with the names of those gods, Chemosh, Thor, you name it. Okay?
Right.
All right, all of these pagan gods, Thor is actually Yahweh, right? And Zeus, it should be pronounced Zeus in the term of Deus. It's not Zeus, it's Zeus, as is Deus. And both the Z and the D come from the Hebrew. They both come from the
right.
Hebrew. Okay? So if you study languages, philology, you will find out that here again, the Jews are consummate liars. They have fooled the entire world of academia into believing that Shemitic and Indo-Aryan are different languages. They are not.
Well, they own the publishing houses, and they change the context and wording in books, and they are the ultimate lying deceivers. Mm-hmm. And this is, they are brainwashing, and they have succeeded many ways mm-hmm. in perverting the mindset of our people mm-hmm. and deluding them. And that is why these pagans, quote unquote, are such enemies of CI because they have been fooled by the very Jews that they hate so much.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And again, teaching them that they have been fooled and pointing it out create further animosity because men have pride.
That's right.
And pride makes you dig your heels in and resist.
Right.
Why, you're not going to change my mind. I know it all already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you?
Yeah, you know the Jews are Israel. Right.
All of us thought that mm-hmm. way at one time.
Of course we did. We had to swallow our pride. Now
yes,
it's your
sir.
Turn, white nationalist.
Absolutely.
Now it's your turn. Okay.
And like I said, the ultimate white nation is going to be the kingdom of Yahweh.
Amen.
With its rule structure that you don't like so much.
Right. So I also quoted Canon Lyson, who found 5,000 Hebrew roots in the English language in his book, Our British Ancestors. Other authorities put the figure still higher. The Welsh is so much like the Hebrew that the same syntax may be used for both, as we found is true of English as well, and for German. The Old Saxon language is said to be 80% Hebrew. The oldest poems in the Celtic
Isaac's sons.
Right, Isaac's sons. In Isaac shall thy seed be called, not in Jewry shall thy seed be called. Right? The oldest poems in the Celtic language are in the Book of the Dun Cow, 1106 AD, and are not unlike the poetical passages of the Old Testament. This is from the Encyclopedia Britannica, 11th edition. Okay, so this knowledge is out there. It's out there. but the Jews suppress it, and modern academia is eking out a living following Jewish lies. They're all prostitutes.
Well, let's
for the
just
Jews.
Be real honest about the whole deal. We're the only ones with the stones to put this out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And boy, okay. Do we get flack and a hassle over it.
Right, right. Because we're contradicting not only the Jews, the Judeo-Christians, but also the white nationalists who are all, and the Jews aren't deluded. They know they're Edom. But they have to pretend that they're Israel. This is a 2,000-year-old masquerade. 2,000-year-old masquerade. It stands to reason a lot of people would be fooled. You know, a 2,000-year-old big lie like that. Okay? And that's why we are so hated by all parties. Christian identity is the most hated doctrine on the face of the earth. The most hated. Okay? And that's why we get a lot of hate mail and death threats, etc., etc. Okay?
From our own people.
From our own people, even. Yes, yes. And so I quote Isaiah 28:11 says, "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people." Okay? Yep. So then she goes on to say, "Ancient Aryans were their own saviors. They didn't await a Messiah." To which I respond, no doubt. Okay, you want to elaborate on that?
How well do we do with that?
Yeah, huh? Right. Yeah, without having a Messiah, right? How about a pagan god? Are any of these pagan gods going to save the white race, Pastor Steve?
Yeah, is an ancestor going to save us? No.
Yeah, is Odin going to save us? Is Thor going to save us? Okay. All right. How about all these pagan goddesses that these pagans worship? The tree gods.
Mother Earth.
Right, Mother Earth. Right, is she going to save us? So this is what pagans really are up against.
Well, I will say Mother Earth does make some really good wood stoves.
Yeah, there you go, right? And some excellent strawberries.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, Mother Earth is a marketing firm that makes survival stuff, you know, like primitive living, in a log cabin.
Nature. Yeah. But here, and this brings up a point. I'm glad you mentioned that. Because the reality is that we in identity worship the creator, not the creation.
That's
paganism
right.
worships the creation.
Yep.
Okay. Not that Erica is a pagan. You know, we're just talking in general terms here to explain how others perceive us, you know, in the rest of the white world. Okay. So, and she continues, "Much of their wisdom is now lost and hidden by Christian bastards themselves, namely the Vatican," to which I respond, "We hate the Catholic Church even more than you do." Your comment, Pastor Steve.
Huh. I was married to a Catholic woman, and she divorced me because I wouldn't turn Catholic.
Ah, wow. Wow.
And they paid a dispensation to Rome to allow the divorce.
Wow. Who paid?
Her family.
Her family paid the Vatican money to allow the divorce. Wow. Yep. Those greedy bastards. She's right about them being bastards, right?
Well, we got in court, and I walked in court, and I looked at the judge, and I said, "Your Honor, I don't believe in divorce. We're married in a church in the eyes of God." I said, "If she wants a divorce, she's free to leave, but I will be no party to this. You want to give her anything, let her have whatever she wants, but I won't be a party to this because my religious beliefs prohibit it. I'll see you later. Have a nice day." And right. I turned around and walked out of the courtroom.
Right. Okay. Well,
and
she was happy
he
with
told
that.
Her she and he told her, he says, "Look, this guy has deep convictions. You're going to leave with what you came with. Mm-hmm. Whatever you brought into this, you're divorcing this man. You take what's yours and go."
Yeah.
and leave this man alone.
Well, you know, the wife always gets the goods. She gets the house. She gets the furniture.
Well, she didn't get any of that. I had that before she right. moved in.
Very good.
So I kept it all.
Very good. All right.
I paid for it. I had receipts for all of it. She had none of it. Mm-hmm. She took her little Volkswagen and put her clothes in it and left.
Left. Got in her bug and left.
That was the end of that. And then she married some other Catholic guy that she was seeing before she met me. And they got married in the Catholic Church again.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait a minute. Doesn't the Bible forbid divorce and remarriage?
Yeah, well.
So the Catholic Church doesn't believe in that.
I was a Bible-believing Baptist at the time with CI leanings.
Mm-hmm.
This is way back when. I mean, this is ancient history, man.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the early 80s, and after that, that's when I first got into the Klan in the early 1980s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And you turned your back on Catholicism and never looked back.
I never did like Catholicism.
Yeah, right.
I told her if she's going to be married to me, we're living across from a Baptist church. I said, we'll go to that church across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And her family went
ballistic.
Went nuclear.
Right.
So, yeah. Whatever. Okay. Hey, man, I got out from under that trap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've followed Yahweh ever since.
Right. So, yeah. Plus, the Catholics teach that their priests can absolve you of your sins.
Yeah.
No, they can't. The Bible clearly says that only Jesus Christ is our intercessor.
That's
no,
right.
No damn Catholic priest has that power or right. Yet they
and
claim
you call
that
no man father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Father Marcinkus. Actually, Marcinkus wrote a great book about the bastardization of the Catholic Church. He was a Jesuit who turned his back against the Catholic Church. Okay.
Oh, Father Touchy-Feely?
Yeah, no, Marcinkus, he wrote a book about the Vatican Bank and the evils of the Vatican Bank and how the Jews took it over.
Sure.
He was He was the president of the Vatican Bank. He was actually a Chicago area mobster from Cicero who ran the Vatican Bank. Okay? I mean, the Catholic Church is in with the mob. They're in with the mob, folks.
Father Peter Pedophile.
Yeah, there you go. This is what we're dealing with. Well, no wonder outsiders are disgusted with the Catholic Church.
No wonder their membership is leaving in droves.
Right, especially the white membership, because the Catholic Church harbors illegal aliens in their basements, which is a violation of American law and a violation of biblical law. The Catholic Church
is cover up all this child touching by these pedophile priests.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, okay, much of their wisdom is now lost and hidden by Christians bastards themselves. Well, she's referring to the pagan so-called wisdom of the area. Well, actually, in fact, a lot of biblical truth is retained by these pagans because they originally were the Israelites of the 10 lost tribes who were expelled by Yahweh for their paganism. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They still retain some biblical understanding, but over the decades and the centuries, they lost most of it and ultimately lost their identity, which the Bible also predicted would happen, that we Israelites would lose our identity only to rediscover it in the last days. Well, here we are, folks. The Bible is true.
Here we are.
Right? Right?
Boy.
And so then she says, it seems you have done absolutely no research on ancient Aryans, the folk who are your very roots. And my response is, on the contrary, I have done more research on our Aryan roots than any pagan or white nationalist. Did you know that Buddha was a white man of Saxon heritage? I have proven it to skeptics, even Brian Rui, I explained to him, who is a Buddhist Nazi. I explained to him that Buddha was a son of Buzai, the Israelites, okay? He uh-huh. went off on his own and invented his own religion, but he was a member of the Saxon clan. That's exactly how it is described in the literature, and even Chinese Buddhists will admit that the real Buddha was a white man. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As all of this history has been thoroughly suppressed by you-know-who.
Okay? That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So she continues, you dismiss them and instead embrace only a fantasy. Now, okay, I answer. I know that Nordic paganism was brought to Europe by the outcasts of Israel. So this is not complacency on our part, and it's not a fantasy. This is actual history. Okay.
Right.
Over to you. What's your response?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't worship the same gods and goddesses as Nordic pagans do today. That's her next statement.
Okay.
That developed over time.
Mm-hmm.
Which was ancestor worship, okay?
Right. But their ancestors, such as Odin and Thor, were actually Israelites who had paganized themselves and brought this paganized version of Israel religion into Europe, okay? And we can prove the Israelite origin of modern paganism. We're working on Yahweh's Covenant People show. We started part one of Old Testament origins of modern European paganism, right?
Yep.
Showing that their gods are based on the Baal gods of the Canaanites, which the Israelites adopted just before Yahweh kicked them out.
Which was one of the reasons why Yahweh kicked them out.
That's right. It was the main reason. You know, they were sacrificing children to Moloch. Throwing them in the fire, okay? They were having orgies in the groves, which modern pagans still do. Beltane.
Oh, yeah.
Where did Beltane come from? Baal.
Yeah.
Baal, folks. That's Baal worship, okay? So the irony of this, Pastor Steve, is that modern Euro-pagans believe that they're practicing a religion in antithesis to Judaism and Christianity. That's what they believe. Well, it is an antithesis to Christianity, but it is not an antithesis to Judaism, because Judaism really is not based on the Old Testament at all. It is a denial of the Old Testament, and they love it when white people become pagans because they're worshiping the old Canaanite gods. They absolutely
love
it.
Well, it means they're going down the road to destruction, which is what their father, the devil, loves.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
He is the father of lies. He's the originator of it. He is the great deceiver, and so are his children.
Mm-hmm.
So they are just so happy to see all these guys dancing around a campfire and jumping over fire and falling down around a maypole and having a big orgy and all that stuff and sinning.
Right.
That's just their meat, but they have a problem with it when they turn on the Jews, because these people have the hatred for Judaism.
Who's teaching sacrifice of babies? Who's teaching debauchery? Just go to Hollywood. Who controls Hollywood? Who controls the advertising industry? The Jews are bringing back paganism big time.
Oh, yeah. These blood cults,
mm-hmm.
all these pedophile rings. You know, they want to expose these child touchers and stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
like Creepy Joe. Creepy Joe Biden.
There's so many of them. You know, the Clintons are involved
Hillary,
in that.
Right?
And all of the very ultra-rich perverts.
Right.
And we are overrun with perverts today, which is why Yahweh's wrath is coming down on this country, because we tolerate this stuff. Mm-hmm. If we rise up and we start decorating lampposts with these people.
Right.
I
thought you didn't believe in Christmas.
Well.
All right. Yeah.
We start decorating all the lampposts in the town.
Right.
They'll get a message and they'll run and hide.
Yeah. Okay.
Years ago, you never heard of homosexuals out of the open.
No.
They were a hidden, shunned, reviled group of people.
Right. That was when Christianity was still going strong.
They called them queers.
Mm-hmm.
And if one of these queers propositioned a straight guy, and the straight guy beat the fire out of him and left him bleeding in the gutter.
Watch your language.
Nothing was done about it.
Yeah.
The police would say, oh, well, that's what he gets for being a faggot.
That's right.
They were of the same mindset. Yeah. They might take him to jail and beat him on the way, too.
Yeah, but because of Judaism, nobody...
Well, they took over the mayor's office and all that stuff and passed laws saying the police couldn't participate in stuff like that. Oh, you can't hurt these poor people. Mm-hmm. They just have a sickness.
Yeah.
Well, what's the cure for that sickness except a short rope and a long drop?
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah, right.
I'm a hater. I'm one of them hiders.
Right. And so, and she said, this is a very common misunderstanding by the entire white nationalist world that Christianity is a wimpish religion.
Well, Judeo-Christianity is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody ever meets me? No, they ain't no wimpy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not the least bit wimpy.
Yeah. Well, she uses the word complacency, which is true.
I'm not complacency.
Right. Which is true of Judeo-Christianity again. They're very complacent. They tolerate gods and goddesses preaching from their pulpits, Buddhists, Jews, and what have you, voodoo. They allow everything to be preached in Christian pulpits, right? Which is an abomination to Yahweh. So it's Judeo-Christianity. It's one thing. Real Christianity is a completely different phenomenon. Real Christianity is not modern Christianity. It has been totally distorted by the Jews. So now, and to counteract the so-called complacency, which is true, I mean, that's a correct observation, and we agree with her 100%, that modern Christianity, so-called, is an abomination. In fact, Jesus said above the last age that we're living in right now, I would that you were cold or hot. If you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Okay, well, that's the lukewarm church that she sees is evident to her very eyes that the modern church is lukewarm, and Jesus Christ himself, I will spew these people out of my mouth. They disgust me. Right? So if this is the example that modern Christianity is providing, I can perfectly understand why white nationalists and neo-pagans are turned off by modern Christianity. I can perfectly understand. We are dismayed by this, that Christianity has turned 180 degrees around and now worships the Jews instead of Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable even to us.
Well, okay. They've tried to make Jesus into a Jew.
That's right.
The Jewish Jesus.
Watch it now. You're aggravating a lot of Judeo-Christians, not just white nationalists and Jews, right?
I'm sorry, not. So not sorry.
Yeah. Right, I'm so not sorry, right? Truth is truth, and we have, we are motivated to speak the truth, even if it offends white people, even if it offends Christians.
Some of the white people out there need a size 12 boot up their backside.
Right?
Wake them up, man. If the current situation in the last days and all the impending violence against our race isn't enough to wake these people up.
Right.
I don't know what is. They're going to have to get down to the basics. Mm-hmm. That we, as a people, have the right to self-defense.
Yes.
Get that out of the way right up front, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, okay?
Amen.
That's a right.
Yeah.
That's not something given to us by the government.
And white nationalists, by and large, believe the same thing about that, right?
All right.
Okay.
So let's let them tag along the reason why we have that right.
That's right.
Who gave us Who gave us that right?
Right? The Christians.
Not the government. Yahweh gave us that right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, who is Yahweh? Not who these people say Yahweh is, but who is he in reality?
Right. Yeah.
And how they have tried to downsize him and make him into a mean God. Well, no, he has rules.
Right.
And when you break the rules, it's like anybody else. It's in authority.
Yeah.
You break the rules, you get spanked. Well,
that's
certain
why
rules.
A woodshed.
All right. We have rules in our society that used to be that if you raped a woman, they used to hang you.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put you in prison and support you for 15
years. And the Klan would do that. The Klan
and
would hang the white guy who would do that.
They'd give you all these social programs and all this help when you got out.
Yeah.
No, they guaranteed that you would not reoffend.
Mm-hmm.
They would take you out to the livery stable where they had the big pulley that they used to pull bales of hay up into the storage there, and they would put a rope on that, put you on a horse, and give that rope a sharp swat on the the bottom.
Right.
And the horse would go, and you would stay.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the problem was then solved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's common practice.
He sure isn't going to do that again, is he?
Yeah, right. Common practice in Europe, both Eastern and Western, to give a good beating to a wife beater. The men of the village. Go ahead.
If you broke into a man's house and he shot you full of lead, he wasn't arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They just took you away and buried you.
That's
if you were in the house and you were dead,
problem solved.
You know, that's it. Well, he ain't going to break in no more houses. Yeah. He broke in old Joe's house, and old Joe ventilated him.
Right.
Oh, well.
It was common practice in Christian civilization in Europe that if a man was a wife beater or a drunkard and wouldn't support his family, the men folk of the town would pay him a visit.
The Klan did that.
Yeah, the Klan did. The men folk in Europe used to do this.
We would put a big bundle of briars up on the front porch as a warning.
Okay, right.
We'd put a bundle of briars on that front porch. Mm-hmm. And if that boy didn't straighten up, we took him out of the house and we wrapped him in briars and tied him to a tree in the front yard.
Oh, boy. Right. Yeah. Well, in Europe, the practice was to drag that guy out of his house into the town square and beat the crap out of him.
Well, we did that, too, on the way.
Right. So this was real Christianity, folks. Now, wife beaters were not tolerated. Drunkards were not tolerated. Only in this modern Jewish, Judaized version of Christianity is this kind of garbage tolerated. Okay. These white nationalists and neo-pagans do not know the true history of Christianity. All they know is the modern perversion they see, which is called Judeo-Christianity, which, as all of us know, is an impossibility. You can't worship Jesus at the same time that you deny him, because Judaism is the ultimate denial of Christ.
Yep.
So, yeah. But the Judeo-Christians, they don't perceive that. They don't understand what Judaism is. Okay, they really
well,
don't.
We see the degeneracy in this country. The laws that we used to have, even in my childhood, are no longer the laws. The behavior of society, all the way back to my childhood, is not the behavior of society now.
Right.
And we are at a loss for it. I wish we could go back to those days where the people of the community would straighten these evildoers up.
Yeah.
The people would do it.
There has been an exponential increase in debauchery since the 1960s when the Jews started the Vietnam War and debauched our culture at the same time.
Well, these Jew lawyers got into it. And if they would give a good beating to somebody, now they get everybody involved in it gets sued.
Right, exactly.
Well, you violated his civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Yeah, right.
A good beating is all some people understand.
Right. That's
you can't get through to them any other way than a good butt whooping.
Yeah, the reality is that most liberals are just as wimpish as the Judeo-Christians. Now, they have their extremists called Antifa and ARA, but these are financed by the Jews as well. Okay.
Well, the liberals don't get out in the street because if you punch one of them in the face, oh, you struck me.
No. You got to have a safe zone, right? Safe space, right? You can't even criticize them. They put their hands over their ears.
You struck me. You hit my fist with your face.
You criticized me. How dare you? You hurt me.
You hit my fist with your face three times.
Right?
That's assault.
So it's not just the Judeo-Christians. The liberals are just like that. They're just like that. They can't even stand criticism. Of course,
well, they want to perpetuate violence on us, but when the violence turns on them,
right,
they can't handle it.
Right.
Our boys will stand toe to toe and get it on.
Amen. Right.
Well, you see, some of these Proud Boys and stuff against Antifa, they're just pounding the heck out of Antifa.
Right. Antifa doesn't stand a chance. Right.
They send them home full of lumps, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so she continues with about 6 minutes left. Times are beyond crippling for our folk currently. What the hell is Yahshua waiting for? It seems that your Semitic gods delight in our drugged, brainwashed demise. To which my response is, the Jews are not Shemites. The Shemites were Aryans. And then she says, what kind of God would do this to his people? Quote, he admonishes those he loves. Sometimes the penalty is death. Your comment on those two statements?
Uh-huh. Well, if you're in apostasy and you're committing abominations, he's given us his rule structure. All you got to do is read it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go against that rule structure and the big boot comes down on you, that's on you. You shouldn't have had oughtn't have done that.
Right. Yeah.
So, hey, you got to remember that pecking order of the universe. He's number one and we're not.
Yes.
And he has the right and the authority to punish us if he wants.
Yeah. But this is a question.
If you don't like that, that's just too bad.
Yeah. But I have to tell you, Pastor Steve, I get a lot of calls from people and emails from identity people who ask the same question. What the hell is Yahshua waiting for? Why hasn't he come already? I mean, this is going, it's beyond.
Because there's more of the remnant to gather, and he doesn't want to cut out anybody that's destined to come over into the remnant.
Yeah.
This is an act of mercy toward us. His love toward us.
Yeah. He's gathering the 144,000. I know this is probably not a satisfactory answer to a white nationalist, but that's what he's doing. He's selecting his remnant. You know, in the meantime, and then a lot of people ask, well, what about all those innocent babies, those aborted babies, et cetera, et cetera? Well, Yahweh will put them into the kingdom as he sees fit. Okay, we all die. We all have to die at some point, unless we're here when the kingdom comes and we get translated. But, the fact is, Yahweh does not condemn those babies. The world to come for them will be way better than any kind of life they might have had here. This is not to justify abortion or killing babies or anything like that. It's just what I'm saying is you don't know his plan. And we really don't know it either. We do our best to extrapolate from the events that are happening. But he says that when his son comes the second time, all of this evil will be put an end to once and for all, never to come again.
When he appears with his mighty messengers and a flaming sword to destroy all those that do not know Elohim.
And I can understand.
Whether they're an Edomite or an Israelite, the Israelites that are in rebellion and are haters and are traitors, they're going to be numbered among the tares. That's on them. Yeah, we're doing our best to try to wake them up. We can't do any more. We're watchmen on the wall. We're calling out the alarm. We're warning. We're teaching. We're preaching. Mm-hmm. We're doing our job. That's all we can do.
But for those of us, we can't force them. For those of us who still are alive and thriving, our job is to make sure that we, Israelites, obey his laws, and that means the Aryans, because the vast majority of Aryans are, in fact, Israelites, and they don't know it, okay? And so we're trying to bring Yahweh's law back to them, all right? So what happens to all these pagans who are actually practicing old-fashioned Canaanite Judaism? Well, they're gonna suffer the same consequences that the tares do, the tares of Edom. That's our warning.
Being white does not guarantee your entrance into the kingdom.
Okay, yeah.
Being obedient and white does.
That's right. O-A-W, obedient and white. Okay. So these are the rules of the game. We do our best to enunciate these. Unfortunately, the Jews and Judeo-Christians have distorted the message, which is actually very simple if you sit down and read it. But the Bible has been so prejudiced by the Jews towards white nationalists that they do not understand. And
not the Bible itself, the rumors of what they say is in the Bible.
Right, and it's rumors. What they've heard about the Bible are simply Jewish rumors backed up by Judeo-Christian prostitutes. Those pastors, those Judeo-Christian pastors, are nothing but puppets of the Jews, whether they realize it or not. Most of them do. Most of them do. They fear the Jews. And
pulpit puppets.
Right. Yeah. Pulpit masters. Yeah, right. Pulpit masters. So this is the reality of the situation. We have to deal with it. And I don't see how we could be more brutally honest about these things. This type of honesty you will not get from a rabbi or from a Judeo-Christian pastor. You simply will not get this kind of honesty. All right. Only Christian Identity is willing to talk Bible, warts and all, good and bad, because the Israelites did a lot of evil things, as recorded in the Bible. Okay? We want to put an end to evil things being done by the Aryan race. Thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. Thanks for being my co-host today, Pastor Steve. We will be back next week. Take care. Yahweh bless.
Praise Yahweh, and may Yahweh bless and keep you out in the listening audience. Praise Yahweh.
Amen.